Guava baby.
I do not fuck with you nigga. Don't get no dap to me. As soon as I turn in my back, you running your mouth like that shit don't get back to me. Look, I rap and I rap cause I trap cause I'm good. But the cops creeping, I put that sack in the woods. Cause that loss is a gain. And the way I be chasing my dream, you think Meek Mill just toss me a chain. My pops went from shooting the hoops to them guns, now he walk with a cane. My brother was hitting them nicks, now he riches the bitch with the cost and the pain. Then it took that shit crazy. But them 20s and 50s, they 100s and it feel amazing. It feel amazing.
Christina Milian.
Oh shit, no, I had no idea.
The Kim Possible?
She honestly, she kind of fell off after she got with Nick Cannon.
I thought it was Wayne.
Nah, she been fell off. That's not even like. She had like only a couple songs. I don't know why we really. She really wasn't that famous, you think about it. Hindsight 2020.
She had that sexy ass video. I remember that.
Oh, the Dip It Low, the Dip It Low video?
Yeah, that thing was nasty, boy. That thing, boy, that should have came on uncut.
I think that was like a career renaissance, though. I think she was kind of cold, and then she did that. I could be, this could be revisionist history.
That's the first time I've seen it.
The Dip It Low video?
Yeah.
Oh, you just weren't paying attention then.
Yeah, I think that video should have been all uncut, boy.
It was that bad for you? But, oh,
all right. They was playing that for me. I was 16, bro. I'm looking at that 4 TV.
At 16, I'm sure you looked the worst. But, all right.
Nah, nigga.
But, so we at 23? Or am I lying? I feel like it's 23.
I don't know, man.
Well, either way, if it's episode 23, thank you. Jordan year. Well, Jordan episode, that made no sense. Niggas is tired, it's late. Staying up all night. Produces quality content for y'all. But you know what I'm saying? I can't complain. Because, not like we have to do it at 11 o'clock at night, but I don't know.
We do.
Word. But
yeah, people got jobs, man.
They do.
Niggas do got jobs.
Niggas work that life. But,
I'm telling you, man. I'm trying to fuck these bad hoes, man. I need money, man.
You need money that. Wait a minute. Not to, like, live a decent lifestyle. You just need money to fuck these hoes. I just need to get that on record. That's your goal in life. More power to you. At least you know what you want to do. In hip hop. Unlike Yachty.
I just want to drive a Ferrari and fuck Miracle Watch. That's all I want to do.
At least you got goals. Can we talk about Yachty real quick?
Can we talk about Miracle one second? Because I've seen that thing, boy. That thing looked at me. Y'all looked at that thing. Boy, that thing so bad in person, man. Y'all, if y'all niggas never see Miracle Watch in person, do yourself a favor.
That was your PSA?
That's my PSA.
Alright, but niggas had to let us know, hey, that girl on Instagram that you all love, she looks great in person. Headline news.
That's a fact. That's a fact, boy. That shit's so fat, boy. If I see Lyra Galore in person, I'm like dead on myself.
Why are you so deprecating yourself like this? Like you can't handle the presence of estrogen.
That's too bad, man. I can't handle no shit like that.
Oh my god. Man, listen, don't say that, because you might meet them for real, and you're really going to freeze up. And it's going to be like some, like...
I would freeze up like motherfucking Frosty the Snowman, boy. I felt Lyra Galore.
Oh, my God.
Even if she tried to give me some play, dog, I would fuck that up, boy. I ain't ready for them shit like that.
At least you're honest.
I ain't ready for that shit, boy.
At least you're honest.
That ain't too bad for me.
But how was y'all week in hip hop? Y'all anything interesting y'all want to talk about?
Yeah, nigga, you got the docket.
You said what?
You got the docket, nigga. You got shit lined up.
I mean, everyone got the docket.
God, what the fuck you asking us for, nigga? We know what the fuck we about to talk about.
I mean, I brought it up. You started talking about Lyra Galore, so I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to go off segue. You lucky you on something.
I was just trying to let niggas know, man. I just need to let these niggas know there's bad bitches out here, man. Niggas just looking on that.
Alright, but The new show, like, is it the First Take of Hip Hop? Is that what the show is? Everyday Struggle on Complex.
Yeah.
Joe Budden debates DJ Academics. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but they had Lil Yachty on the show. That was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And then Yachty proceeded to say he does not know if he is signed to a 360 or let alone what 360 is.
And you believe that?
Why would I believe? Why would I not believe it? He said it.
Because, man, like, if he didn't want to see somebody he didn't know, though, like, you don't want, like, no one's going to sit there and say, like, I signed the 360.
But do you have to understand those are two separate questions?
It's the same question, though. I don't know why you don't understand that. That's like if a nigga asks, are you having sex? And you say, I fucked your mom last night. And you'd be like, you know what pussy look like? You know, it's the same question.
No, it's not. No.
It is.
If you say, hey, do you know what this video game is, right? And you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played it? But, like, it has a stigma for being a lame game. You can lie about that, but why would you lie about knowing its existence? That makes no sense.
You know, if you liked that game and you didn't want people to play that game, you'd probably be like, nah, man, I've never even heard of that game. Get the fuck off.
But what's cool about lying about not knowing what a 360 is?
It's not cool. It's not him, like, it's because he doesn't have to say he's on a 360. Like, if he just says he doesn't know what it is, that's the conversation right there.
No, the conversation is he doesn't know his contract.
I don't know why this nigga, why this shit's so hard for playing the rapper's hand around, man. I don't understand it.
No, I don't understand it because it doesn't make sense. He said he also said to Fader, he doesn't know if he owns his publishing. So from him that's saying that,
trolling, man.
Why do you think everything he's saying is a lie? Why can't this be the truth?
Because he not that stupid, and you have to. Damn, you would have to be fucking retarded, dog.
Do you, and what did we talk about last episode? Y'all think these people are smart?
That's
like,
Kodak Black.
I said Yachty too. But why do you think, why can't you believe that he doesn't know what's going on? Like,
because he's not that dumb. Like, I've heard this nigga talk before. He can go, he can make sense.
Do you know? Do you know him?
I've seen him talk. I know he's not fucking retarded.
Exactly, you're saying like obviously he's in like if he's in the 360, that he would not like, so he just would not know what that is. But you're making it sound like he just has no connection to the business that he's in.
I don't think he runs his own business, because, like, how can you say you don't know what 360 is?
Like, he had to sign the deal.
Yeah, that's all he had to do, but he could have signed the deal. That's not... Here's my thing. Y'all act like rappers and singers don't sign horrible contracts every day.
But they know what a 360 is. The 360 is the most common term in the music.
That is not... You're really assuming that everyone knows what a 360 deal is.
That's a fact. Everybody knows what a 360 is. That's just the most thrown around. Everybody that knows hip-hop knows what a 360 is. If you're a hip-hop fan, you know what a 360 is.
And Lil Yachty is not a hip-hop fan. He's just a guy who raps and got popular.
Exactly. He's an artist, so he should definitely fucking know.
But that goes back to how many artists sign 360 deals not knowing the 360 deals.
Yo, them niggas don't mean 360 deals. Them niggas don't give a fuck. If you broke it, a nigga say like, yo, sign this 360 deal and I'll make you a star, or you can stay broke. Then you go and sign the 360.
Alright, that's cool, but why would you lie about not knowing what it is? The definition.
Because it's not cool.
To not...
Is yeah, because so he say, like, him acting like he doesn't know makes him seem like he's not signed to a 360.
No, but they're different questions.
You ain't never lied to the police. Like, do you have weed? No, nigga, I don't know what weed is. Like, the fuck?
It's not this... Y'all, why do y'all think a 360 deal is some common term?
Because it is, nigga.
It's not that hard to figure out what a 360 is.
is not hard, but clearly, but
why do you think people are so stupid?
No, he said. I'm going off what someone says. Y'all assuming, oh, he didn't mean that. He's smarter than that. You don't know that.
Because that's crazy.
Huh?
Why do you believe that what he says is, like, why do you believe him so much?
If someone tells me something, why am I going to believe them lying to me? Unless I have proof.
If I tell you, I don't know what that is.
I'm just saying, what's there to gain by saying I don't know what 360 is? No, that's a separate question. Him not knowing what a 360 is the problem. Him lying about being on a 360 deal or whatever, that's a whole separate thing.
He would act like he does not know what a 360 is, so that it does not seem like he has signed one. Like, do you not understand how that is a possibility?
That's a possibility, but that's like the lowest of all the possibilities. Like, it's not more possible.
So you think a nigga began to do this 5 years and has no idea what a 360 is?
Yes.
You are all right, man. You got it.
That's really hard to. That's harder to believe than him making up what this whole thing he said, like him trolling. That's more reasonable.
You sound crazy right now.
How?
Like, the man basically didn't want to lie about him being signed to a 360 deal, so he danced around the question. If he said, I'm not signed to a 360, then he was lying. He didn't want to lie, and he didn't want to say, I'm signed to a 360, so he danced around the question. Why is that so hard for you to understand?
Because I'm not talking about that fucking question. I'm talking about he was asked what a definition was, and he said he did not know.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not. If you ask me, if you ask me, hey, what is a car? I can tell you what a car is. And then if you say, do you have one? And let's say I don't have a car. Then I can be like, I can lie about that. I don't want to show off, but why would I lie about not knowing what a car is?
Like, it's something that's fucking, like, that's embarrassing. So it's like, if it was something like, say, like you just do something embarrassing, you would just sit there and be like, no. I don't have any connection to that. You would not want it to be just immediately be like, no, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, so let me say something. So let's say he asks him, hey, do you know what 360 is, right? He says yes. Right. He explains what 360 is. And then he asks, are you signed to one? Then he says no.
Then he'd be lying. And he didn't want to lie.
Yeah.
That's why he said, I don't know where. You ain't never seen Law and Order, how lawyers try to trick you?
You see, y'all think this is, y'all think your little yacht is just this clever.
Nigga, that's 360.
I don't think he's getting clever. I think he's just trying to cover this.
All right, so
why? It's not fucking rocket science.
So why'd he say he didn't own his publishing last year? In a whole separate situation.
Because not owning your publishing and being signed, maybe he felt different. I don't fucking know. Maybe he felt like trolling. I don't know. Maybe he's still trolling.
Why are you assuming it's trolling?
Because right now, you not going to be in the music business for 5 years and have all these ventures and you don't know what a fucking 360 is.
Why not?
That's not possible.
It happens to a lot of artists.
If he was like dumb, he would be Kodak Black. He would be in jail. He's got to have some level of intelligence because he's the only, him and Chance are the only two rappers that have commercials running right now. The nigga got to have some level of intelligence, dog. He's not a fucking retard.
You don't have to be a retard not know you got a bad contract.
You have to be a retard not to know what a 360 is.
I don't.
The level that he's at.
All right. Then why would he not say that? Like, well, I don't understand why he just wouldn't answer that
because
one question.
He didn't want to fucking. What's wrong with you, man?
No, because y'all tell you're telling me what you're telling me something you don't know.
You're telling me it's something.
No, he said he did not know what it was. Why am I supposed
to
believe different?
Like, if he said he knew what it was and he didn't want to say he was signed to a 360, like, think if you know what a 360 is, how do we not know that you're signed? That was a trick. They tried to trick him into, like, saying it. He didn't want to say it. That's why he said he didn't know what it was.
All right. I'm off the subject, because...
It's like your girl asks you, like, yo, you know that bitch? No, I don't know that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
No, but... But the first question before that would be, do you know that's a woman? That would be the first question.
No, the first question would be, do you know that bitch?
He was asked a definition.
Yeah, do you know her? Do you know that 360 is a bitch? Do you know that bitch?
Knowing who a bitch is not a definition, Lance.
Doug, say a 360 is a girl.
No, stop putting these false analogies. Definition. Definition. No, it's a stupid fucking analogy. It's a definition. What is a 360? No, alright, go ahead. It makes no sense. Alright, go ahead.
How? Are you crazy?
If you ask me what something is, why would I lie about knowing what it is? Not if I'm signed to it. That's not...
If so, if there was a contract, what is the definition of a 360? He would say, I don't know what a 360 is. Because if he knew what a 360 was, then the question is, are you signed to a 360? And then he has to lie about it. If he just off jump is like, I don't know what a 360 is, it deads it there.
No, but the next question was, are you... They still asked the question. That's what I'm saying. That didn't stop the question from being asked.
But now he's not.
But he can dodge the question easier now because he does not even know what that is.
No, that makes me ask the question more.
The fuck does that make you ask the question?
But how can he answer the question? If he says he does not know what it is, how can he answer that question and say he's signed to it or not? Because he doesn't even know what it is. So that's how he does it.
No, if he doesn't know what it is, therefore he does not know if he's signed to a 360.
Jarvis, next topic. You're ridiculous.
No, I think Young is high.
That nigga is crazy.
Y'all really can't see the separation in questions.
Crazy. Y'all listen to the podcast, comment, tell us how the
hell. Oh my God. Y'all really can't. No. Y'all really don't see the difference in the questions.
Now, they were trying to get him to see if he tried to sign a 360 or not. You don't understand that?
I get that. He just dodged the question. I get that, but he doesn't have to say he doesn't know what it is to still dodge the question.
No, if he knows what it is, nigga, then he would know if he signed to it or not.
And he can just say no. Or I don't know.
Then he would be lying.
Then he's lying.
Jail for that shit.
All right, but he can still say I don't know, which he said. Right?
Say. How do you not know if you're on a 360 or not?
But that's what he said. That's regardless of the point. He can still say, I don't know what 360 is, lying or telling the truth. He can still say
then
that.
Then he's going to jail.
He can still say, I don't know what 360 is, and still answer the what a 360, if he's, what it is. He doesn't have to
lie. How the fuck can he say, I don't know what a 360 is, then answer, I know what a 360
is? I'm sorry, I meant... He can say, I don't know if I'm signed to one. My bad. I meant to say that. He can... The question...
That makes it sound...
For him to have the knowledge of the record industry and then to be like, but I don't know what I'm signed to, is dumber than just saying, I don't know what a 360 is.
So it's dumber to say, I don't know what...
I'm well aware of what 360s are, but I don't know if I'm signed to one. Sounds dumber to me than just being like, I don't know what a 360 is.
And still saying, I don't know if I'm signed to one. He still says, I don't know if I'm signed to one. He doesn't know his contract still. He still said that.
I don't know if I'm signed to one because I don't know what a 360 is. If he just is completely ignorant to everything, you give him a pass. But if he acts like he knows anything, then you're going to be like, damn, he's lying to me.
All right, man.
You get that.
Y'all got it.
Y'all got it.
No, but why are you believing?
Just don't like Yachty.
But no, he said this. Why do you believe otherwise?
Because he's not fucking retarded, man.
Why do you think fucking Yachty just speaks gospel to you? Why do you think Yachty wouldn't fucking lie?
I don't know him, so I'm going to take what he says as truth. Why would he lie about that? And why would he also say, why would he say he doesn't own his publishing? Why, he doesn't know if he owns the publishing. This leads me to believe he does not know what the fuck he is doing with his business management. Yes, he's in these spots.
He's the only two niggas on commercials. Like, you see, like, what he does.
He, alright,
you see what's going, you see what he's doing.
Is he going to the fucking, is he going to Sprite and asking for that commercial, or are people that are taking his money doing that?
I don't know, but I know he's not the only one signed to a 360 in the music industry, and I know him and Chance are the only ones on those commercials, so he got to be doing something, right?
Don't, what, that's not even the point. Not all lives matters this shit. The point is, this nigga don't know his contract. Because he ain't the only one signed to
it. Is he the only one signed to a 360?
No. I'm sure he's not.
Does everybody else handle his own moves? Yes. So why is it that Yachty's handlers are the only ones making these moves? Nobody else want no bread?
They might want the bread, but, I mean, I don't know. Something ain't right.
That don't make sense.
No, that still doesn't have anything to do with him not knowing something or knowing something.
Jarvis,
I can't explain this any fucking further. Like, it is clear that he, like, you would say, I do not know what that is, so that people would just let it fucking go.
You're assuming he did that, though.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'll take that. I am assuming he did that.
So
I am assuming he did that over assuming that he's fucking retarded and does not know anything about the industry he's been in.
He doesn't have to be retarded to not know this information.
Oh, you have to be fucking retarded not to know what a 360 is.
You
one of the hottest rappers in the game.
He's 19. Let's not forget that. He's from the hood. Like, let's
what
not.
What the fuck does him 19 have to do with Night Nugget? Everybody knows what a 360
you could be,
is.
You could be ignorant. As long as the money coming in, you're not asking questions.
But he would know. Like, you can't just be alive.
You again. You're all this stuff is assumptions y'all making. I'm going off what was said.
Everybody listening to this podcast knows who the 360 is.
That's not true. Again, but all right.
How the fuck? Who do you know?
Even if they don't know what a 360 is, they can Google it in half a second and find out.
Well,
the same that Yachty could have. Like, there's no way that he. Oh, what's his deal? 360.
That would be after, but that would be again after the fact. If you don't know what 360 is at the time of the contract, what's that mean?
You think in 5 years, how long has Yachty been hot?
Maybe a year. Year and a half, maybe.
Yachty's been longer for the hottest for like the nigga been in the music business, however long he's been signed to QC. You think from that time till now, he's never heard the word 360?
I didn't say he never heard the word, but him knowing what it means is totally different.
He's never thought about. Like, come on, that's some shit you would just know in conversation.
No, you're assuming all of this.
No, nigga, everybody knows what a fucking, every hip-hop fan in the world knows what a 360 is.
That's, again, not true. But, all right.
What percent would you think doesn't know?
What percent?
Yeah, what percent? You think it's 50-50?
Well, I mean, what do you define hip-hop fans? Because
people that watch everyday shit.
And actually know what it is, not just the term, and know the like the generics of it. I could say a smooth 20% of people, 20% would not know.
20%,
80%. 80% probably.
80% of people know what 80% of hip hop fans know what a 360 is, but one of the hottest young rappers in the world doesn't.
Yeah.
Alright, man. I'm done with this. This shit is ridiculous.
Alright.
Yeah,
let's
move 15 minutes on the same thing.
Alright, so can I say something? When Yai is having financial problems in 5 years and doesn't own anything, can we come back to this moment?
I don't give a fuck.
Alright, y'all boys wrong.
He knows
he's
signed those 360. He knows that.
Alright. Assuming.
He knows that.
Wale. Y'all give this nigga more credit than y'all should. But Wale album flopped, right? It's supposed to sell 18 to 22,000. What happened?
They go whack.
That's it. That's
it's just what it is. Like, but he just don't pick good singles. He just doesn't like.
Wallace doesn't pick good singles.
Nigga just don't fuck with him.
Wallace all over the radio.
He did this shit to himself.
Wallace be all over the radio. What do you mean doesn't pick good singles?
Like, cause like every time Wale has an album, it's always a girl single. Every fucking time, it's always a girl single. And you keep doing, and then he always complains about how, oh, I'm not in cold with Drake. Nigga, all your singles are girl songs.
I mean,
that's why you don't fucking move up.
I mean, but that's where the radio plays at. His last album, his last album sold over 100,000 first
Look
week.
Look what Cole did. Like, you gotta do, you can't try to beat Drake. Nigga, you can't, like, you do that, like, you're supposed to be different. You came up with Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. All of them have their own identities. Why the fuck are you trying to play girl songs for the radio like every other rapper?
So, you telling me his fifth album flopped because he's been doing the same thing he's been doing with success?
Yes.
So, the same formula has been working for him. But this one just didn't work out.
It hasn't been working because he hasn't elevated. He's been in the same spot.
But he's a known. Granted, his stature in hip hop can be that can be challenged, but he still sells records. Like, he's not like broke out here. He gets shows. Like, it's not like Wale some bum. Like, that is a very low amount. That's like yeah. That's no that bothers people. That bothers me to see him sell that little.
Hip-hop's like the NFL. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
But the thing is, that's not. I don't think that's why he flopped though. It can't be. People just got tired of him.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Just what is there like that is exciting about Wale though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that makes like? I can see it flop because it's like no one talks about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing about him that's fucking exciting. He's not doing anything. Nothing else anybody's done.
Well, I'm saying it worked.
He claimed it safe every time.
But I'm saying it worked before. What happened this time?
It didn't work. I mean, it worked before, but that's like
because everybody like, elevated that game, and he's not.
So the fifth fifth album is when everyone just decided to bail on Wale. Not the third album, but the fifth album.
Yeah. You got enough of a past.
It's gonna happen eventually.
Jump at the head of you.
I don't know, I think it's just the rollout was horrible. Like, I barely knew he had an album. Huh?
Rollout don't count anymore, dog. If your shit is hot, people gonna pick it up regardless.
Nah, I mean, I really did not know his album was coming out until, like, Friday. And I was like, oh, shit, his album's out?
That's the same thing with everybody, though.
He actually moved it up. We knew Kendrick's, like, a month in advance. Cole.
That nigga dropped that shit, like, 2 weeks.
He dropped the Heart Part 4 where he got us ready for the album, and then it came out a week after that. So it's not like we didn't have.
So like he didn't come up with a girl record.
What?
He ain't come with a girl record. He came out different Sean.
Yeah, but I'm saying
He just came out with a record. Like, nigga, do something.
Coming out with a girl record is not why he flopped,
though. Cole put out the two fucking teaser tracks that were better than the whole goddamn album, and that got everybody to buy that album.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, like, the nigga ain't doing nothing.
But again, that's what I'm saying. Something went wrong with the... I don't know. Those are bigger artists, so...
Yeah, like, that's the answer for you right there. Like, he didn't do anything to do. Like, he just thought, like... It was just gonna sell on its own because he's Wale. Like, you still gotta do something.
Shit, but 18,000.
He did the same shit everybody does. Like, what he did was the old rollout in a new world. That's what he did. He dropped the girl single first, then you dropped the street single Running Back, then you put out the album. He did the old world out in a new world.
But 18,000 is, God, that's just, God damn.
I mean, maybe they ain't really checking for a while. It was bound to happen anyway.
That, I could, 75, 65, I'm like, alright, he took a hit. But damn, nigga, that's like, who's selling that? Who's selling 18,000 that's irrelevant?
Why
do you think Wale is so relevant?
I mean, because he is relevant.
I mean, not really.
I mean, he is, though.
What does Wale do that anybody else in the game isn't already doing?
What's he do?
Yeah, like, what wows you about Wale?
Well, is there a question behind this? Because I just want to know.
I mean, the question is the question.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he's pretty lyrical. He raps differently. I'm not saying I get why people don't like Wale. Like, I get it. The poetry, the poetries at the end, the haikus aren't for everybody. Yes, every single.
Yeah, I can do without that shit.
Sometimes he just be rapping like, and he's from DC, so like that go-go shit don't hit for everybody. Like, I get why people don't like Wale. I get it. He's an asshole. At least that's the presumption of him from Twitter and interviews or whatever. But that's just 18,000. I just can't. I don't know how. That just seems crazy. So something went horribly wrong.
I mean, when do you only hear about Wale when he's dropping the album? That's the only time people talk about him.
Nah, he be in the news for, like, little dumb shit, though.
What's the last Wale news story you heard?
Like, the shit with, like, Tommy Lauren, his daughter, some woman had, like, spit on him or some shit like that. Like, he be in news for dumb shit like that.
I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
No, y'all just ain't paying attention.
Because nigga not popping.
I mean, but I don't know. I could see him. That's just fucking low. I can't wrap my head around that.
Cause buddy, whack, man, like, nigga not hot in the streets, man.
I don't know. Hopefully the sales pick up. Like, oh, he had the album out. I could 65.
No, it's not gonna happen. Ross need to drop that nigga.
Nah, man, Ross ain't drop. That's nothing. Ross stay with Ross, a loyal dude, cause he still stayed by his side. So I can't be mad at him for that.
I think Troy Ave almost sold more records than that nigga.
He did not. Troy Ave sold barely 3,000. Don't even start that lie.
I heard Troy sold 10.
He did not
sell
10.
That's what 10. I heard. Troy sold 10.
Did not sell 10.
Well, Troy sold 3,000 independently, and Wale is signed to a record label. It's sold 18. I mean, BSB Records, baby.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks bad, but I don't know. That just was crazy to me. When I saw that number, I was like,
shit. Like, how you signed to Atlantic and sell 18,000?
I don't know. That's all I'm trying to figure out. That's all I'm trying to figure out. He got, like, the songs are there. I'm just trying. Granted, it's not, like, his best album, but, like, it does not deserve to sell that low. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Whack, man. Nigga dropped the project. He dropped, like, two or three mixtapes nobody cared about.
I wouldn't say that.
That's like with Ho, man. Like, Ho keep dropping shit, dog, and niggas really not giving a fuck about it, man. Ho, man, I'm telling you, I'm scared for Ho.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Ho keep dropping records and nobody give a fuck about him.
What records is he dropping no one's giving a fuck about?
The Shining record? Nobody give a fuck about that shit.
People give a fuck about that.
This is how I know you're not in tune. Like, that is a hot record.
It's hot for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like a king. Alright, but the Frank Ocean record? Nobody give a fuck about that?
I mean, that was weird, but, like, again, the people that like that record, I'm not gonna be around. So, I mean,
the record he dropped on Tidal exclusively, nobody gave a fuck about that. Like, niggas don't even know what that shit is called.
I didn't know he did that, because I don't have Tidal, so.
But you would hear about it, though.
I mean, no, but I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell me.
You're a Jay-Z fan, you should hear about it.
You're going to tell me Jay-Z dropping an album tomorrow is going to just fall on his face?
What you think he would sell?
If he just dropped it tomorrow, no promotion? Like, just like some Beyonce shit?
If he just woke up tomorrow and, just whole album out.
He hitting 350.
350?
Yeah. He'll probably do more, but I'm confident in 350. I'm sure he'll do more, but I'm no way he's going below that.
I hope so, man. I don't want to live in a world where Hope sells 60,000.
Like, he'll probably move what Kendrick did, maybe a little under that, but there's no way he goes under 350. Ain't no way.
That shouldn't be sad.
Nah, man. Hov ain't going like that. But,
So, like, a couple weeks later now, would you consider Damn a classic album?
I never called it classic. I just liked it a lot. And I still like it. I gave it 88.
Your grade's still the same?
88? Maybe 86. But it's still there.
Is Fallen a drop too?
Only because, I don't know, this is one song
it's he... Fallen.
It fell 2 points.
Yeah, let's not drop more. Give it some time.
It's really not. I don't think you understand. I really sat with it because I didn't want to give shit an arbitrary grade. Oh, speaking of grades, well, did y'all hear Wale's album? I know y'all. I don't think we ever discussed that. Did anyone hear it besides me?
No, nigga, I'm listening to fucking Wale.
Sean, anyone listen to Wale's album? Or is that just me?
No, I didn't listen to it.
Okay, well, I'll give my grade for, I guess, whoever wants to hear it. I'll give it a 77, but. Yeah, that's
probably better than Kendrick album, I ain't gonna lie.
It's not. Stop saying that.
Man, shut up. It probably is.
It's really not. It's right. Well, that's Wale's problem. That's Wale's only problem. He's a very.
We can agree that Triple X song is not that good, though, right?
Yeah, it was underwhelming. I mean, I think we're in all agreement with that. So, anyone.
What's the song when you say slap a bitch and make it look sexy?
Element.
Shout out to Element. Shout out to you,
Kendrick
Lamar, for Element.
Anyone else got anything they want to get off their chest?
I'm sure he appreciates that. Yeah.
Anything else you want to get off your chest this week? What was that?
Oh, Jay-Z headlined a Made in America. How y'all niggas forget that?
I mean,
it's his festival. Of course.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the first time he headlined it, though, I think.
I think so too, but
no, he did it for the first year.
He did?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't mean.
I'm pretty sure the first year they did it, Watch the Throne headlined.
I really don't know. I really don't know. So if you're telling the truth,
I kind of want to go.
You should go. It's a good lineup.
Yeah, they got Baby, Toby, Coaster,
and
no
Taxi, W.O.A. But anything else? Funk Flex, Tupac.
Yeah, Flex. That nigga keep exposing. Like, if Pop came out today, dog, he'd get exposed.
Yo, why is it cool to hate Tupac now?
Because, like, niggas know for real, like, bro, like, y'all niggas gas Tupac up, man, for real. Like, the nigga is great, you know, nobody take that away, but, like, come on, man, there's a lot of fake shit up in that.
But why are we...
I was gonna say, I think it just comes from so many people just for so long being, like, Pac's the greatest when... So many people, like, don't even listen to Pac like that. But it's just gotten to the point where you're always going to say Biggie and Pac are the two best. Even if you don't listen to them like that.
So like, you gotta look at what this nigga did, man. This nigga lied about fucking Big shooting him. Like, nigga, you know for a fact Big ain't set you up. And then you just kept rolling this shit on with this fake beef about how Big did this to you. Nigga, you know Big ain't do that to you. Then you fuck Big wife. Nigga, we know you ain't fuck Big wife. Like,
do we know that? Do we know that?
That's a fact.
Alright, I don't know if you know that or not.
Look at the nigga actions. Like, the nigga know who shot him. You know nigga shot you, and you this angry, you talking about you gonna bomb on everybody. Nigga, you know who nigga shot you, and you making a diss record about it?
I don't know. I just don't know why.
If the nigga shoot me, dog, I ain't trying to make no diss record.
I also know why he's being brought up in 2017.
Well, I probably wouldn't make a diss record. I'll take that back.
You know you would, but I don't understand why this was even a thing.
I would make a diss record. If a nigga shoot me and I'm a rapper, oh, I'm definitely making a diss record. But I don't got nothing like Chad for a fucking
stuff. I don't know. That shit just don't make sense. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know why you speak ill of the dead. Like, cause I think I'm mad because Funk Flex is corny. That's probably what I got me kind of upset about it. Like, he wouldn't say shit when Pop was alive.
I mean, but, like, we gotta, let's just keep it 100, dog. It's a lot of fake shit in that Tupac, the whole Tupac and Biggie shit on Pac's side. And they did a whole lot of fake shit.
I mean, cool, but, like, the nigga dead now. Let it be. Like, we know what's up, but why are you bringing that shit up as a radio personality?
The streets we need to, like, stop this shit, man. Like, stop acting like this nigga was all right. Like, this nigga did a lot of fake shit.
I mean, all right.
Why are you trying to shit on his ghost so bad?
I'm not sitting on it. I'm just saying, bro, like, that man did Biggie wrong. Biggie ain't have nothing to do with the shit that nigga just talking about, man, and that nigga just lied.
Alright, but still, like, why we... What, I mean...
You think that's right? Biggie dead because this nigga lied.
I don't know if it's right, but...
You think that's cool?
No, I don't think it's cool. But, I mean, I'm not...
Right,
I'm not talking about this shit as a New York personality on Instagram Live at 4:30 in the morning. For no reason.
Maybe you should, man. Maybe niggas need to, like, stop glorifying this shit. Just like Tax. Niggas hate Tory
have shot the gun, though. What you mean?
Pax killed Banger, though.
Nah, we don't know that, man. See, you incriminating. We don't know that. Ain't no, we don't know that.
Man, everybody's saying that. Man, Casanova told niggas that something.
Yeah. Man, listen. We don't know that. See, you dry snitching right now. You that's not even dry snitching. But
man, everybody say like fucking Trice said that shit.
Oh shit, hey. Either way, it is what it is. RP.
But Punk need to like niggas need to hold that shit accountable, man. It's like Punk beat his wife. That don't take away from the fact that he was great, but like it's like Chris Benoit. Like, okay, he was a good wrestler, but the nigga did kill his whole family.
Yeah.
Alright, so you compare...
Yeah, it definitely puts a big mark on you, though.
So, Tupac lying or over-exaggerating, whatever, is the same as domestic violence and murder.
No, he lied. Ain't no over... He nigga lied.
So, lying is the same boat as domestic violence and murder. I just want to get that record.
When you get another nigga killed because of your lie?
Alright, fair enough. Anyone ready for the...
What type of shit is that?
Anyone ready? Anyone got anything else they want to say? Anything important? Lance is about to fucking have the West Coast. Yo, between your Tupac stance and Kendrick Lamar stance, you can never go to California. Just FYI.
That nigga ain't even like, man, like.
I know he's not from California. I know. Don't. I know. I know. But you get the point. You get the point. But shit. Alright, well, hopefully Nipsey can get your back. But,
yeah, I gotta call Nipsey, man, for a pass.
Yeah, you better call Nipsey for a pass. But, how y'all ready for some buy or sell?
Say again?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for some buy or sell, like the stock trade? Just, I'm gonna tell you two things.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta buy it or sell it. Alright.
Alright.
Alright, buy or sell. 05 Jeezy or 08 Gucci Man.
I'm buying 05 Jeezy.
You said what?
Is that where that nigga was trapped or dying, all that shit?
05?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I'm taking 05 Jeezy. I'm buying 05 Jeezy.
Not fuck, no one's fucking with 08 Gucci.
Gucci cool, nigga, but like, it's Jeezy, nigga. The fuck are you talking about?
I mean, fairly, I'll admit, like, as I picked it, the further I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, it's Jeezy. But, Gucci has some, I don't know. There's a large population, though, I feel like, would still say Gucci. It may not be here.
There's a lot of people who just sit there Gucci's just a trend here.
Nah, but 08 was, like, real love. Like, 08, if you like Gucci Man 08, you really like Gucci Man. This is before all... Well, he was in jail, I'm sure. But this is, like, before all the extra jail shit.
Fact, nigga, I stole Josh. I'll put Gucci Man on it. That nigga needed to hear that real shit.
He did.
All right, that's a fact. Nigga, Gucci was that nigga.
So, unanimous by Jeezy?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, that was easy enough. All right, better career. Snoop Dogg or LL Cool J?
Well, who cares?
Go.
Huh?
Snoop Dogg stayed relevant longer.
Yeah, I go with Snoop.
Yeah, but LL hosts the Grammys, though.
Who gives a fuck about hosting the Grammys?
Yeah, honestly, like, whatever. I mean, yeah, he's on NCIS LA, but, like...
I mean, not everyone hosts the Grammys, though.
Well, I mean, that's cool, but, nigga, that ain't really a big accomplishment unless you're a comedian.
Deep Blue Sea? Why? Like, whose career would you rather have?
Snoop Dogg's, yeah.
Like everything. The movies too, the music.
Snoop Dogg.
Huh.
Snoop Dogg just gets to be him all the time. LL Cool J has to pretend to be some fucking act, like some NCIS agent, some bullshit, doing something fucking. Snoop just gets high and then does a show with Martha Stewart where he makes cookies and shit.
Like, LL Cool J beat Cannabis, Snoop Dogg beat a Merc. Fuck that, nigga.
I wasn't quite sum up so simple as that, but... I don't know, man. I think I'd do LL's career. I think he got more money.
Why?
I feel like he got more money. He get better looks, I feel like.
I don't think he has more money. No, the fuck he don't.
Why not?
Because Snoop Dogg is...
His records don't sell as well.
When's the last time LL put out a record? That tells him something. The last time, when you don't put out a record, that tells him something. And you're still a public guy.
LL ain't really got no classic records.
What?
He really don't got no classic records. Like, Snoop, nobody's going to do an LL Cool J set in the club. But you might get a Snoop Dogg set.
I mean, only because Snoop's a little newer. And he has songs that went, I guess, a little past. Bro, LL, don't. You disrespecting LL right now.
Ain't nobody trying to hear Mama said knock you out.
I'm not LL fan. I'm not LL fan, but you really been disrespectful to LL right now.
Hey, sipping on gin and juice way back. Yeah, fuck LL, man.
You said, what'd you say? What did you say?
Sipping on gin and juice way back. With my mind on my money and man, fuck LL, dog. Come on, man.
Yeah, the lyrics wrong, but okay.
I don't give a fuck, man. You know what
I'm easy on this one. I think you're being ridiculous.
I don't think it's that crazy, but I mean, I'm not mad at your answers, but I don't think it's like this that easy though. Deep Blue Sea?
No. My mama said knock you out. Nigga, Deep Blue Sea was
Deep Blue Sea? That's your old man, yo. You gonna pass up LL Cool J because you don't wanna miss out being an fucking Deep Blue Sea?
No, I'm saying it was a big movie. He gets residuals off. Like, I'm looking at it like from that point, like.
Snoop Dogg took movies too.
But, like, I don't think his residuals are looking like that, though. I feel like LL's residuals are pretty nice.
What the fuck do you think your residuals from Deep Blue Sea are like right now?
It's always on TNT! It's gotta be pretty decent.
Dude, you're damn saucy, man.
Can't be doing this late night podcast. Josh, like you're crazy.
Godfather. It's cool. It's cooler to be Snoop.
Yeah, I think it's way cooler.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I had to...
It's undeniable that the Snoop's the right answer here.
It's not. It's an opinion. It's definitely deniable.
No,
you want to be
an
old watch guy, stuff, or you want to be Snoop?
I mean, it's... Let me put it this way. I would have...
You want to be a dude who licks his lips all the time, or you want to be Snoop Dogg?
I would have more fun being Snoop Dogg. But I don't think LL's career is anything to sneeze at.
I mean, it's not, but nigga, it's Snoop Dogg we talking about.
Like he got.
It's not Snoop Dogg, so.
I'd
rather be 21 Savage than LL Cool J. The fuck?
Damn, so I don't know if I go that
far.
Well, all right. I'd rather be ASAP Rocky than LL Cool J.
And you just.
I'd rather be French Montana than LL Cool J.
And this is where I can tell you just don't know what you're talking about at this point. All right.
French Montana fuck bad bitches. What bad bitches am I fucking?
I don't know who he fucked.
Nigga been married for 20 years.
You think that stops LL Cool? You think LL Cool? All right, let me not say that. I might get that man in trouble. But, all right, either way.
Nigga married for 20 years, man. Him an ice cube to motherfucking
so
goddamn family man type of niggas, man. You
want to
do that, or you
want to
fuck these bad bitches on tour?
So you think Snoop Dogg is fucking bad bitches on tour?
I know he fucked a lot of them.
So you think LL just... Why do you think LL's so lame? Like, this is my bigger question. Why do you think he's so lame?
Because he got Snoop Dogg, man.
it's a clear perception that he's just lame as fuck.
Nigga been married for 20 years, man.
I didn't even know.
There's a clear
difference. I guess I don't know. I get Snoop's more fun to be, but I just don't think LL's got a bad career to have. I don't know. I wouldn't be mad at that.
I'd rather have Future career than LL Cool J. Oh, that's easy.
Wait, y'all rather have Future's career than LL Cool J's?
Hell yeah, nigga.
Man, listen.
Fucked up the fucking bad bitches.
Y'all don't.
LL Cool J with the same pussy for 20 years.
That's not his career, though. Yeah, that's his personal. I'm talking about his career. Like, that's not even his career. I'm talking about his career. Not, like, his person. You don't have to be married for 20 years to have LL Cool J's career. Like, I mean that
you
to be,
fuck
like...
Scottie Pippen wife, and you want to fuck the same pussy for 20 years.
All right, I'm not going to. I'm going to the next question because that wasn't even the, what I was asking. All right. You got, okay, you can take any song in hip hop, right? And you get to add Rihanna's vocals to it. What song are you picking?
And you can add Rihanna's vocals to it?
Yeah, let me clear it up because you can add her vocals, like the words can stay the same, but Rihanna's doing it instead of whoever it is. Or you can just add Rihanna to the song and assume it's going to be some shit.
We Can't Stop, We Won't Stop, Miley Cyrus. Take Miley off it. But really, I like that song with Miley. Never mind.
I said hip hop, Lance. That's not a hip hop song.
Damn, that's hard. Yeah, that's not a hip hop song anyway. Alright, let me think.
You can think of this all day.
I can't think of one. Whatever, give me another Party Next Door song. Put her on that shit. It should be a hit.
But you can take any song. You can take a Party Next Door song.
Yeah, man.
And that's R&B. He's not even a rapper. All right. DJ, you got anything?
I'm trying to think. Something that I think Rihanna would, like, really add something to.
Put her on that Weekend song, Starboy.
What part of hip-hop are you not understanding here? You keep picking R&B.
That's not hip-hop?
No. Do you know hip hop?
You don't even do that much R&B.
You know what hip hop is?
Rihanna's more pop.
That's the point. God so damn.
An R&B song with Rihanna. Rihanna can't fucking sing.
No, she can. All right, she can.
Rihanna can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
She can sing.
Like, don't let the music that she does fool you. She can sing.
Rihanna has done songs with a plenty of rappers. I don't know why this is a hard concept for you to grasp, Lance. Like, she can do a song with rappers.
I don't know what song, like, makes Rihanna makes better.
Alright. I actually had a few. Somewhat.
Alright, give them to me. Like, what?
Alright, well, I'll first say how I got to this train of thought. I was going to say Bad. The Wale shit.
She didn't make that better.
Well, then I realized she did it already. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the song they did.
But then, y'all remember Lowe's Flower Bomb?
And she didn't make it better.
Well, she didn't. But y'all remember Lowe's Flower Bomb?
Yeah.
That was some train of thought. She would have killed that shit. Miguel did great, but she would have killed that shit too.
I feel like you can trade out Sierra for Rihanna.
You said you can trade out who?
You could trade out Sierra for Rihanna on a bunch of songs. I think it would make it better.
Wait, you'd like to put Sierra on Rihanna songs?
Switch out Sierra for Rihanna.
Oh. That's a hot take. I know you like Sierra this much.
I'm saying the opposite. Switch out Sierra for Rihanna.
Oh, okay. I don't know what Sierra would make. I don't know.
No, Sierra has done. And take Sierra out and switch it with Rihanna.
Really, any Party Next Door song. Just take out Come and See Me, take out Party, put in Rihanna. That shit's a hit.
Lance, are you listening to the question?
No, I don't know what R&B songs you think Rihanna will make better. Rihanna can't fucking sing.
I said hip-hop. A song with someone rapping.
Drake is rapping on it.
Drake is not rapping on Come See Me.
Yeah, he is.
No, that's not rapping. Do you know how that song goes?
Yeah, that nigga has a verse on there.
He's not rapping. He is definitely singing.
Drake has a verse on Come and See Me first.
It's not, alright. But it's not a rap song.
What did you talk about? Alright, give me what? Alright, my fault. I distracted you. Which one?
Alright, let me tell you. Alright, a song where it's mostly rapping. The only time someone's not rapping is when the hook comes in. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know any.
So, yeah, you had songs, though. You had a couple that you were going to say, Jar.
I think, all right, I don't know if it'd make it better, but I think it would, I still think it would sound hard. If Rihanna did Hypnotize, Biggie.
Yeah,
can't see that shit making it.
It won't make it better, but I think it'll still be hard.
What would she make better?
I think she would make Lowe's Flower Bomb better. Like, I'm kind of stuck on that one.
That bitch don't sing better than Miguel.
It's not about her singing better than Miguel, but she would make it better.
How?
It should just be, it would just ring off more. I don't know. I think the I don't know, her accent, I feel like it just sound better.
This bitch can't sing.
Have you, he's not really hitting notes like that, though.
Rihanna can't sing, by the way. You keep saying Rihanna can't sing. Rihanna
can
fucking sing.
If she couldn't make Bad better, what the fuck can Rihanna make better? If she can't make Bad better, that's like the perfect song for Rihanna. She ain't make that shit better.
I mean, but the song kind of changed overall. It wasn't like she just...
Even if she, like, she's not going to sing that shit better than Tierra Thomas. I don't give a fuck what you said. Rihanna's not going to make that a better song. And that is, like, the perfect song for her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Who the fuck you think Rihanna is? You think Rihanna Whitney Houston or some shit?
No. No, it's not. It's not about her. She can, but she makes songs better. Like, yes or not? Yes or no?
She makes Party Next Door songs better.
She make what?
That's about it. Party Next Door. She makes his songs better.
Damn, I had another one too. Fuck, I can't remember right now. I'm trying to think. So nobody else has anything else.
No, it's just not a pop song, I can't see her making that shit better.
Oh, that Jay-Z shit, Young Forever.
Young Forever? The one with that white boy singing?
Yeah, she can make that hard.
That bitch can't sing!
Yo, she can, why do you think she can't sing? Have you heard Love on the Brain?
No, that bitch can't sing, man.
What? You really don't think she can, why are you saying, she really can though.
Like, it has to be a song that like Run This Town. Like, whoever did that shit before.
Lance.
Like, nobody can do that better than Rihanna.
Go listen to Love on the Brain, like, her Grammy performance of it. Like, she can sing. I'm not saying she's Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, but she can sing.
She sings better than Jennifer Lopez. But, nigga, she don't sing better than fucking Adele.
That's drastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody sings better than Adele.
Okay, I'll put it like this.
Adele had the songs herself like a generation.
All right. I'll put it like this. She sings better than Jennifer Lopez, but she don't sing better than the black girl that sings at that Southern fucking, that Southern Baptist black church. She don't sing better than that black girl.
Wait, what?
You know, every black church has a black girl in there that's in the choir and can sing.
Well, Rihanna clearly does sing better, because why the fuck is she shut the church?
Because she's Rihanna. So, like, it's a whole image. It's like a sex appeal thing.
There's good-looking people at the church.
Yeah, but, nigga, everybody is fucking Rihanna. Rihanna, it's a whole image. Like, it's pictures that sing better than Madonna, but everybody is fucking Madonna.
Well, Madonna's not known for her singing.
There's niggas that rap better than fucking... There's niggas that rap better than Eminem. There's probably a nigga in jail right now better than LeBron. But guess what? He ain't going to the fucking NBA.
Again, gospel music is like a whole different type of notes you're hitting there. Not even hitting
it. I'm saying, like, if she can sing, but she ain't really an elite singer.
Well, no.
This bitch is a karaoke night that sing better than Rihanna.
No, there's not. Why are you saying this? No one's saying she's elite. You have a problem with tears. No one's saying she's an elite singer. But she is a very, like, she's, you don't have to be Michael Jordan to be a good basketball player. Like, goddamn.
She's above average. At the most, I'll say she's above average.
So how is a karaoke singer above average?
There's a lot of bitches that can sing in America. You ain't never seen American Idol. All them bitches can sing.
I was going to say, that at a certain point, you do have to start realizing, like, there are a lot of people in America that can sing. Like, if you can have 16 seasons of American Idol... in 8 seasons of The Voice, and have a whole different group of 20 contestants every time, that means there's an ass of people who can sing real well.
That's cool. How many of them actually pop, though?
All right, because, like, she's in the audience, she has, like, there's a lot that goes into that shit. It's not just singing.
It is.
You have to be extraordinary for you to just be able to get by just singing. You have to be Adele to get by. by just singing.
Which is cool. But Rihanna, like, don't act like she just can't sing. Like, ask it.
I mean, but does she sing that much better than the girl that won American Idol?
Which one? There's, like, I don't know.
Anyone.
I mean, I don't know who.
She doesn't.
I don't know who Kelly Clark. I think, yeah, she sings better than Kelly Clarkson.
Does she sing better than Jasmine? Jennifer Hudson won American Idol.
No, no, no. Actually, she did. I don't think
she sing better than Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson didn't win.
She didn't win. That makes my fucking point. She didn't even fucking win.
Yeah, but Rihanna. See, what's this guy do with making her putting her on a song though? Like, there, I'm yes.
Saying, you don't put her on a ballad like that showcases. She can't fucking sing like that, so she wouldn't make this shit better.
That's why I didn't say R&B song. I said a hip-hop song. She has to do the hook.
Yeah, she has to do the hook, but if it's a, if you, you was picking like shit like Forever Young, that's like a ballad. Lotus Flower Bomb, that's like a ballad. If you say,
those aren't ballads!
Give you a hip-hop.
It's Wale rapping, yep, and then Miguel saying, Lotus Flower Bomb, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, and then more rapping. It's not a ballad. It's not a ballad anyway. Say what?
No, nigga. Rihanna was singing better than no fucking Miguel.
It was, I think it would sound better.
Are you fucking drunk?
No. Did I say she sings better, or she would do that one song better? Yeah, did I say she sings better?
Give Rihanna Hotline Bling. Give Rihanna Hotline Bling. She would probably make that better.
I would say that by her Erykah Badu do it, and I don't think, I don't know, I just don't hear, I don't, anyone outside of Drake, I just don't.
Rihanna would probably make that shit hot.
I'm sure she could, but. Do
you listen to Drake songs? I think Rihanna do better.
Do you listen to anything I say to you?
I didn't. You're not making no fucking sense.
No, you start talking about some other shit I wasn't talking about. I didn't say Rihanna was the best singer in the world. I just said she could do this one song, in my opinion, a little better. Not to say Miguel did.
You told me hip-hop songs. That's just an R&B song.
That's a hip-hop song. It's rapping. It's mostly rapping.
But I say, I give you a Weeknd song. You tell me, I give you the Weeknd. You like, nah, that's not hip-hop.
Because he's right. He's popping. He's... What about Weeknd is rapping? Like, what about him is hip hop?
Main bitch out of your league to side bitch out of your league to That's
fine. I think we answered that one.
But with you, like, we answer the question, but we don't answer the question.
But that, I don't know what
I mean, we handled it.
Alright, but that's all I had. Unless you guys got any other hypotheticals, I'm done.
Sway Lee better than Quavo.
Wait, what?
Sway Lee.
Sway Lee definitely better than Quavo.
Why is that a conversation?
Shit, you asked if we had anything else.
Oh, yeah, Sway Lee. I mean, what are you saying? He's busy.
You're saying Sway Lee's not better than Quavo?
No, he is. He's more talented. He's way more talented than Quavo.
Why does Quavo get so much hype?
I've been telling you since day one. I don't know why Quavo was the one out of the group. I don't know. I kind of get it now, but huh?
Niggas fuck with Quavo.
I think because he's the more distinct one. I kind of get it now. I actually know what Quavo is when I hear him. You know? But I don't know. I don't know what he does so much better than Takeoff Offset.
Definitely Takeoff. That nigga half retarded.
You think Takeoff knows what 360 is?
I don't know what the fuck he do.
You think Takeoff knows what 360 deal is?
Shit, he might not. That nigga might be slow.
Oh, Takeoff don't know. But yeah, he can.
You know what? Fucking endless episode. I'm not going back to that shit.
Hey, oh. You fucking, okay, I got one more. DJ, who you think is bigger? Chris Brown or Britney Spears?
Chris Brown.
Thank you.
Why do you think Chris Brown...
I don't know what's wrong with this nigga.
Why do you think Chris Brown's a bigger artist than Britney Spears?
Because... Do you have any idea how many number one hits Chris Brown has?
On what chart past 2011 that's not Urban?
On the Billboard charts. He's got pop hits. All this shit pops. What are you talking about?
He got a single right now. When the fuck the last time you heard a Britney Spears thing?
In the totality of their
career... She's falling off, and every year or two, she puts out a track that maybe gets a little bit of traction. Chris Brown has been a star for the last 10, 15 years.
I am aware.
She beat the shit out of another star. Rihanna is a goddamn megastar, and his career still is going.
I am aware that Chris Brown is more relevant and popular than Britney Spears at this very moment in time. But you're going to tell me in the totality of their careers that more people know Chris Brown than Britney Spears?
More people like Chris Brown than Britney Spears, but then he gets this
shit. Say what?
I'd say more people know Chris Brown, actually. No, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Chris Brown's big, man. He got twice as many followers as she do on Instagram.
She has 52 million followers on Twitter, by the way.
That's Twitter. Twitter is old. Instagram is like the new age. You know who the most popular person on Instagram is? Taylor fucking Swift, Selena Gomez, and some other white people.
How many followers Britney Spears have on Instagram?
Who?
I don't know how.
I know Chris Brown got like 32 million and Britney Spears got like 16.
Chris Brown's been an urban artist ever since he hit Rihanna. Like, he has not crossed over again.
I don't know why you think fucking just because you're urban, white people don't know who you are.
No, I didn't say that. But it's a certain level he can never reach again.
No, but he's like, they know who the fuck he is. After hit. But you know the thing, like, maybe not on his own, but, like, Khaled puts him on so many number one hits.
How many number one hits has he really been on?
I can't look it up right now because I'm on my phone talking to your ass, but I would say a good hit. I think you are underestimating how big of a star Chris Brown.
I think y'all underestimate how big a star. I think y'all underestimate how many big a star Britney Spears is. She may not be popular.
How many years was she hot for real? Like 2, 3?
No, Lance.
Nah, she was real big for probably like 6 years.
The bitch cut her hair and went crazy, man. Chris Brown been popping, huh?
I mean, he did. He's definitely the shit out of Rihanna, but...
Rihanna one of the biggest stars in the world. You know, if you don't think people know who beat the shit out of Rihanna?
That's what I'm saying. He's still managing to keep it up. That's what I'm saying. Like, makes him a bigger star.
I'm saying, but he's known... What I'm saying is, he's probably... To a lot of people, he's actually more known for that than his music. To a lot of people.
Not if he was still radio. If he was still radio, you listen to Chris Brown.
If you listen to what? Oh, so, but you're not gonna hear Britney Spears and Chris Brown on the same radio station, though. That's the thing. It's kind of an unfair debate, really.
No, you don't. You might, dog. Chris Brown, like, Party? That should have played on
V103.
Gucci on it. Like, that should have played.
Did you hear what I just said? You're not gonna hear Britney Spears and Chris Brown on the same radio, and you say, I hear Chris Brown on V103.
Britney Spears cold as fuck. When you gonna hear Britney Spears on the radio?
I'm not debating who's bigger. I acknowledge Chris Brown's a more relevant artist and popular. But in totality of their careers, Britney Spears is a bigger artist.
Nah, because when are you going to hear Britney Spears? It has to be like 2000
snowback. Again, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nigga, if you talk about totality...
Is Chris Brown bigger than Prince? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but Britney Spears is not Prince, motherfucker. Like, what the hell?
You said what? What?
Britney Spears is not Prince. Like, Britney Spears is Britney Spears. She was unbelievably big, but she was unbelievably big for like 6 years, and then she became more of just like someone known for their media controversy than a music for the last fucking 12.
That's
so outside of that, like, Chris Brown has been known for music for 15 years, And yeah, he also beat the shit out of Rihanna, but that's, he's been known for hits, and he's been consistently doing hits for like 15 years now. So he goes over Britney Spears.
What are you considering hit records?
Motherfucking things that chart. Everything he puts out charts. And it gets radio play. You have been listening to Chris Brown. If you listen to the radio, you've been listening to Chris Brown for 15 years straight.
That's a fact.
All right,
That's a fact. Shout out to Chris Brown. Make some noise for fucking Chris Brown. This nigga tried to hate us, man. Hey!
No one's hating but Britney Spears.
This nigga tried to hate on Chris. Why you hating on Chris?
No one's hating but Britney Spears is...
Why do you elevate these white people so fucking high? Is Chris Brown higher than the Backstreet Boys?
Is Chris Brown bigger than Chris Brown?
Yeah, is he bigger than the Backstreet Boys?
Probably. I would say that.
He might be.
Yeah, I would say that.
Is he bigger than NSYNC?
If you take out Justin Timberlake's solo career with it, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is he bigger than Christina Aguilera?
Yeah. I'd say that, yeah.
So why is it so hard for you to say Britney Spears? Damn near the same fucking career.
No, Britney Spears' career, shit. Christina Aguilera was always number two.
Like, she was hot. Like, I'll say Chris Brown was never as hot as Britney Spears was. But, man, at a certain point, though, you just gotta give it to that man longevity. You feel me? Like, Drake was never hot as 50 Cent was. But he just be fucking consistent, man. You gotta give it to that man.
I feel you, but... Chris Brown, there's never gonna be a peer where someone can dress in like a fucking high school uniform and you know who that person's supposed to be. Like, you know Britney Spears' Halloween costume. You don't know a Chris Brown Halloween costume.
Yeah, but Chris Brown is fucking like. Chris Brown is a nigga, man. I don't know how the fuck he dresses
for Chris Brown. I'm not explaining it again. If you listen to the radio, you have listened to Chris Brown consistently for 15 years, you cannot say that about Britney Spears. She pops every couple years with a song. That's it.
I mean, but...
Yeah, man. It's Chris Brown.
It's Britney Spears. Like, it's Britney Spears. I don't think I'm crazy in saying that.
Like,
I don't think I'm crazy in saying that.
Don't give a fuck about Britney Spears. These young kids don't give a fuck about Britney Spears.
I'm not arguing about that, but in 20 years, you think someone's going to know Britney Spears for knowing Chris Brown, or Chris Brown for knowing Britney Spears?
The only reason Britney Spears is half the fucking as big as she is because she won the fuck. So, like...
Because she what?
Yeah, people are going to know the Britney Spears costume over Chris Brown costume because a Britney Spears costume is, like... A girl dressed up like a slutty schoolgirl. She'll be like, damn, that's hot. Like,
forget the costume. In 20 years, if you have kids, will your kids know Chris Brown first or Britney Spears?
Chris Brown! What the fuck? Because there's going to be a giant catalog of music that they would have heard from Chris Brown from and not as much from fucking Britney Spears. Stop fighting this shit, Jarvis.
I don't know. I just can't believe Britney Spears just not knowing like that. I'm not saying she's popular.
Why are you making Britney Spears God right now? Why are you making her Prince? Why are you making, like, she's not a legend.
I wasn't making her Prince. I was just trying to show, I had to pick someone who's well known, but it's clearly one, well, he's dead now, but I had to pick someone who's well known, but it's clearly, I'm just saying, who's the bigger name in the totality of their careers.
Yeah, I'm rough. In 20 years, they won't even be fucking debatable.
Alright, man. So how many records do you think Chris Brown sold his first week, his last album?
I have no clue.
I mean, guess. He's so big, so guess.
What's the last Britney Spears record you heard? What did you say?
I know she's not as popular and relevant right now.
Put a record out in 40 minutes?
Say what?
Didn't you say you wanted this thing to be like 35, 40 minutes?
Yeah, but Lana's been dragging the shit, man. I know she's not as big or popular, but I'm just saying she's a bigger name.
Don't talk to me about Chris Brown record sales when this bitch ain't put a record out in a fucking decade.
She actually has put records out.
None of them shit's hit. I don't know the name of them shit.
I mean, they're a little weak. All right, I'll tell you this way. She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Damn, she has 6 record streak. Now, her last 3 are duds.
Well, man, I want... Well, hit me, baby, one more time. Oops, I did again. What the fuck is after that?
Britney? That sold 15 million worldwide?
Okay.
Next one sold... The next one sold 10 million worldwide. The next one sold... This is when she's in her deep moment, by the way. Her next one sold 3 million worldwide. And then the circus one sold 4.5 million worldwide. Then she hits this Femme Fatale shit, which is like just under a million. And then some Britney Jean shit, which I never heard. Now, this is where it gets cold. I admit that. But the first 6 albums, like her career then, shit is big.
Like, I mean, that was... Alright, so what year is the 6th one before she hit the wall?
She hit the... Wait, this... I guess 2011.
That's a fucking reach.
The last album was... Her last album that did some numbers was 2011.
Yeah, but it's kind of like an Eminem did numbers. Niggas was like...
Why? No, now you got this... Now I'm giving you the numbers, but now you're going to discredit.
Do you really think Britney Spears was popping like that in 2011? Did it feel like that to you?
I knew she had a song out.
Or was that just a bunch of old fans still buying a record because they heard her name?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying she's a bigger name. Her brand,
man,
like...
I'm sick of this shit. Yeah, you ask a question, we answer it, and then you just argue it for 20 minutes until we fucking... get too tired and then be like, alright man, whatever.
Nah, I'm okay with your answers, but it's cause you're arguing
the damn question, Jarvis.
No, cause you're not arguing the same thing I'm arguing. That's the problem.
Chris Brown, that's my answer.
Alright, you're wrong, but okay.
No, you're fucking wrong, Jarvis.
Alright, you got it.
This podcast is taking the L's this whole podcast.
You got it.
Yeah, you've been way fucking wrong about a lot of shit.
You got it.
Yeah, man, so what's up, man?
His last album debuted at number 3, by the way, just so you know.
Man, what's the last question?
Huh?
Eminem last album won a Grammy. I guess he the hottest nigga in the world.
I'm not, but he, his brand, he's more well known than Chris Brown too.
I mean, cause that's Eminem.
But what's the difference?
Eminem never fell off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he did. Fell off, he never, like, yes, he did. You're the main nigga that says he fell off. You're the main
off,
one.
But he never, like, fell off.
Oh, come on,
like,
man.
When niggas bring Eminem out, it's still a big, like, niggas accepting, like, when niggas bring Eminem out, it's still a great thing. Like, when niggas bring Britney Spears out, it's like a joke.
Alright, so she wasn't the VMAs this past year, though, so we ignore that.
That shit was a joke.
Alright.
That's what I'm saying, like, only time you see her is when MTV brings her out. That shit's a joke.
I mean, because she's not...
Remember when they brought her out at the VMAs that other time and everybody was laughing at the bitch?
Yeah, but you're arguing her activity level. I'm saying her name. That's all I'm talking about. Her brand
man,
is bigger.
Man, I answer the question.
DJ's fed up this shit, man. DJ is fed up with this shit.
This 90-minute fucking TED talk on how we need to respect Britney Spears. I don't know what the fuck kind of Britney Spears stan you are, Jarvis. But I answer the question is Chris Brown.
Alright, man. I'm done.
Fuck Britney Spears, nigga.
I'm done, man.
Yeah,
honestly,
fuck Britney. I've never felt like that before, but now fuck Britney Spears. Fuck you for making me have an arguing shit for 3 hours.
Alright, man. I'm done. Anything else you want to say? Parting words?
No. Britney Spears, suck a dick. That's pretty much it. DM me on social media, you know what I'm saying? At Base Delgado.
Anything else? I'm sorry, I was playing 2K, y'all. Y'all probably can hear that in the background.
Nah, that's it.
Hey.
Oh, slimclubclothing.com. Buy a fucking shirt. Bitch ass niggas.
Mariachi. Alright, I think I'm gonna just drown this out to some 2K background music. That's cool with y'all.
That's right. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna see my wife, man.
Yeah, boy,
hold it down.
All right, man.
Y'all be easy.
All right.